Ja, ja, willkommen.
Yes, welcome. Also from my side.
TechKids ist eine Jugendorganisation.
TechKids is a youth organization. We are originally coming from North Rhine-Westphalia, but we are present in all of Germany and Austria and participate in events, for example, now here in Hamburg at the Chaos Communication Congress. At TechKids, I'm already saying we all the time, so who are we actually? So we are currently 36 active members. We meet regularly to work on projects and other stuff.
We
try to create an understandable digital world for all. This is also our slogan. For this we have three theses. The critical questioning and understanding. So you can have a deep look into technology and understand how it works. If you can do that, you can also decide freely, so decide for yourself, how this technology should work, that you can adapt it to your own needs, and don't have to use it as it was intended by the manufacturer, schools and parents decide that you should use it. So if you can decide yourself how to use it, you can co-create this and design it yourself. So further existing technology and already create and design your own. So what do we want to do today? Or what do we want to tell you about today? We want to tell you what makes TechKids special. What's the difference to other such organizations that are dealing with technology? We want to show which projects we have and how we further understandability with this. So the word understandability might sound a little bit weird. We will address that a little bit later again. And we specifically want to talk about the Chaos community and how and why we are active in the Chaos space. By now you know me. I'm Kino. I'm 11 years old. I'm workshop leader at TechKids for Learn to Eat Python. And I'm also doing community accompaniment. So I'm doing introduction to new people, for example, camp days, which we get into in a minute. So why do I participate in TechKids? I want to make sure that people can talk about technology and talk freely about technology, and so they become smarter and stay that way, and freer. I'm Darius, 17 years old. I'm actively participating for 3 years now at TechKids now, and I'm often considering how to lead workshops. I'm also leading a workshop myself, iGame. And I'm participating because only through TechKids I actually gain an understandability of technology and also that you can question it and tinker with it. Especially in a social context, you don't really get a lot of information and insights how to do that, and it's important. So now we want to tackle the word understandability, which is more of a colloquial term. It's usually set equivalent to other such words, but that's not always the case. But what we want to stress is that we adapt a concept to the people learning. But in this case, we want to focus on making things understandable, that you can recreate it and question it yourself, that you can read the source code, and it's important, and that differentiates it from other projects.
So what is the purpose and why should we give a presentation about that? In our opinion, in our society, not enough questions are being asked, especially in the environment of younger people, especially in schools, for instance. So for instance, by means of the socialization, there's too many commercial platforms are being enforced, which are highly intransparent. Another example, tools which are not necessary are being introduced relatively early on, such as iPads in second grade. In my school and at my brother's school, in general, the teachers don't necessarily know or don't have enough time or don't have the skills. They are not capable of teaching the kids how to memorize their passwords or pins. And then they simply draw the conclusion that they don't use passwords or pins, which means everybody can access freely those iPads. Those who would have the required competency and would be able to use it with a PIN code, they are suffering from the fact that everybody can easily access and freely access their iPads. Apart from that, the school has total control over the iPad. And when children have chat apps installed and want to use them, those apps simply disappear. In a different school in our environment, there was a project being introduced for the older pupils, which meant that the students had to buy iPads themselves to attach them to a central control system, which was not correct due to privacy concerns. This was simply decided on in conferences. We have to digitize, so what do we use for that? We use iPads. And this was simply enforced on the students at that school. And this was seen as being perfectly normal in that particular environment, rather than using more liberal, freer alternatives instead. So if we consider Clark's third law, which means that every sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic, we notice that this is very much in conformance with the marketing strategies of the big tech corporations. They don't want you to understand the technology, they want you to believe it. And in a similar way that politicians want you to believe their solutions instead of understanding it. So if such big tech corporations are being forced to tell the truth, you can see them hidden in the user terms and conditions. For instance, Roblox, which is being marketed to 10-year-olds and has been the most played game for this year, which consists 96 pages of terms and conditions, which is 34,000 words and hard to read for the target group of 10-year-olds. And they are not being perceived at all, those conditions. If everyone is playing Roblox, why shouldn't you do it yourself? And exactly this kind of peer pressure is then also forced on the parents. And at some stage, then the child will assert the same kind of peer pressure on the parents. What are we doing at TechKids? So to promote understandability, soldering and coding is not sufficient to really understand those things. Therefore, we are organizing certain events or take part in events such as Hack and Sun, which is our great summer camp. We also participate in Linux Days or here at the Congress. So this is Hack and Sun, At Hack and Sun, around 70 children come together. And we, the active members at Tickets, we prepare workshops for the participants who come together at Hack and Sun. Many participants notice here the first time that it's possible to question things, to understand technology. So the larger goal is also to build up the community so that the TechKids organization becomes larger and larger. We do this at campfire or trips or discussion sports, etc. In the community, we also want to remain active and we organize the camp days for that purpose. All members come together to such a weekend every 2 months and spend time together and design the weekend themselves in form of a bar camp. So we noticed that from around 70 Hack and Sun kids, approximately 10 become more active and join those bar camps, those camp days. Usually around 30 or 40 people attend those bar camps. In our community of active people, we have children and grown-ups in an age range from 8 years to whatever. We discuss different topics, introduce each other, and we talk about those different topics. We create workshops for new members at Hack and Sun, but also here at Congress or at the Linux Days. We spend our spare time together, meet online, and lots of different things. Besides that, we were at the Big Brother Awards 2025 that were organized by Digital Courage and presented two presentations on the topic of young and under surveillance. This is what it looked like. So at the camp days, we organized at Bielefeld and went to Digital Courage. We had two topics that we wanted to introduce. One is about iPads at school and the exclusion if you don't use WhatsApp. So these topics were directly from our immediate experience of life at school. So we want to do the same thing then next year. We'd like to introduce, invite all of you to that. We want to collect more ideas from children and teenagers so that we can have the same contribution again next year. You can find information under this URL, techkids.org/bba/t6.
Dann haben wir noch einen Punkt, und zwar die Verantwortung.
Then we still have another point, and that's the responsibility of Chaos. And this is that we, as part of the Chaos community, have a certain responsibility to not showing kids commercial alternatives, but rather show them free and open concepts and hardware and software. So we do workshops in the kids space. For example, we did workshops for Luantu, led by Keanu. I can give a short explanation. You already heard that word a few times now. And so the workshops that I'm holding, Luantu is a free game, formerly known as Mindtest. It has been renamed to Luantu. And in this game, and in these workshops especially, we show the kids how to use this free software to modify this game, create extensions, completely rebuilt from scratch.
Genau. Luanti besteht
Luanti
ein Spiel, wo es das halt hauptsächlich aus Blöcken besteht.
It's mainly based on blocks.
Überall Blöcke sind. Und
so there are blocks everywhere.
In diesem Workshop geht es jetzt erst
and in the workshop,
etwas sehr Einfaches,
you can create something very simple, not particularly complex, but to create a block with your own image. We also have the Fairy Dust Opener Day. So you maybe saw some of the slides on the InfoBeamer slides. So it's a tour of all operation centers of the Congress for kids. So the idea is, how does a Congress work? So we show the VOC, how they create a stream such as this, or how such a talk is recorded, how the event phone works, what happens in the network, and this is how we show kids, what happens behind closed doors, and how you can make this work. These are, for example, pictures from last time. The name comes from a mixture of fairy dust, of course, the motto and logo from Communication Congress and the door opener day of the open door from Sendung mit der Maus. So with this responsibility of being part of the chaos community, we have the responsibility to normalize open, understandable, non-commercial technology. And so we have to show how this works. Kids especially are usually drawn more towards big tech offers such as Microsoft, Discord, Apple, through games such as Minecraft or MS Teams in schools. And especially this normalization is their marketing strategy. So if a kid in their environment is always shown, yeah, we shall solve this problem, like creating a presentation through PowerPoint, and we do this in school in a trustable environment and with parents, it becomes more and more normalized, so that at some point it's never questioned. And this is why you should offer a presentation to make a presentation with LibreOffice such as this one, so where you can understand the software behind it. And this is what this is about. Let us show contrast, things that are not commercial, so that not only big tech offers are becoming the norm, and people are starting to tinker with technology and improve their lives. So we have our own example how we implemented that with TechKids. That's why we have our own guideline. If a kid or somebody comes to us and is asking for help with anything unfree, such as Minecraft, Microsoft products or whatever, of course we're helping. But if we offer anything for kids, we want to have this non-commercial and on a free basis, such as using Luanti or free libraries such as Pygame for our game workshops.
Zuletzt, wenn euch
last of all, if any of this interests you, we still have our card of understandability that you're free to sign. It serves to connect for networking and what our values are we representing, that we're networking on, and that we normalize asking questions again. You can also find these values in this charter on verstehbarkeit.de. But please be aware, no work design award was won for this page.
Yeah. Fragerunde.
Okay, Q&A round.
Fragerunde jetzt nicht ausreicht, kann man uns auch noch beim Digital Courage Habitat in Sachsen finden.
Genau, oder wenn ihr jetzt gleich auch schon los müsst, sind wir auch im Fediverse aktiv.
You can also find us at the Fediverse, at techkids, at bildung.social, or if you want to see what else we do at techkids, apart from everything that we've presented here, you can go to techkids.org, or here at the Congress, we're reachable under number 8537 in the DECT network. And another great round of applause here. Give a warm welcome. for these two fantastic children presenters here. Thank you very much for your contribution. Now you can ask questions. If you have questions, you'll find the microphones in the hall. People in the internet can send a question via Matrix to the Signal Angel. And we have a couple of minutes time for questions and answers. Microphone number one.
Yeah, I have a Frage.
Yeah, I have a question and an invitation question first. So I would be interested in how many girls do you have taking part? Is it difficult or are you managing? We have a lot of experience, but we have noticed that it works. And the invitation is, I'm from an organization which is called Der Stehbahnhof, the Station of Understandability. We're in the north of the federal state of Brandenburg. We have the greatest megaspace near Fürstenberg, which is only 1 hour from Berlin with the regional train. And maybe you would like to do great stuff at our megaspace. You're cordially invited to Fürstenwald an der Havel. So regarding the question about participation of girls, unfortunately we have the problem that we don't have a lot of girls. We have few, but not a lot, and this is something we would really like to change. So in our events we invite everyone, of course, but most of the time at the Hack and Sand camp, quite a few girls are joining, but very few of them actually become then active afterwards. So next question, microphone number three, please. So I think it's fantastic what you're doing. This is really, really cool. And my question is, so you said that both of you that you use iPad and Microsoft at school, all of which is closed source. So how do you thematize that? How do you put that on the agenda? And what's your experience when talking to the people that make these decisions? Is it positive or is it perceived as other people trying to change our system? Well, most of the time, they reply with, yeah, we've already heard of this, but we've already done this way, we've already done that way, and we want to keep it that way. And at our school, it's that kind of attitude, but there are actually exceptions. So we use the information system Alexis, which is based on open source software, and this is being used in a number of schools, and as far as I know, the schools actually are quite happy with that.
Microphone
number one. Yeah. So what's the best way as an adult and software programmer, how can we best support you? Do you have workshops where you can support as a mentor, things like that? Well, you can sign this charter, this manifesto of understandability, and primarily, if you know children or teenagers who might be interested in youth centers or other organizations, please invite them to come to TechKids and join us, sign the Charter of Understandability, which would also help us a lot, and promote understandability yourself. But especially talk to TechKids if you have any kind of issues, so that we can then include those questions or report that at the Brick Brother Awards. Microphone number 3. Thanks a lot. That was amazing. I just wanted to ask regarding Hamburg or different areas in Germany. Do you have local chapters which are replicating what you are doing? No, not at the moment. So that means if you want to start something here in Hamburg, we would have to talk to you. Yes, in our assembly, you can find people who have the ability to write a better answer than we have. Are there more questions from the audience? Well, I have one, says the Herald. Was there anything where you thought, well, this was really exciting, had a lot of fun there, anything special? Well, in my case, this was actually Hack and Sun, because this was the first time I joined TechKit and started software development and programming in my spare time. And in my case, I basically grew up with open source. And at some stage, I joined TechKit. I enjoy really everything, coding and soldering at Hack and Sun especially. Or what I like most is to show something to others, like giving talks or organizing workshops. That's what I enjoy most. This really deserves a great round of applause. We have another question at microphone 1. My son is 9 months old now. When can he first join TechKit? Well, normally we say minimum age is around 4th grade at primary school. In my case, this was not the case. My brother, neither. I mean, you should be able to read and write and maybe have a bit of experience with computers so that you can follow the workshops. But in general, there's no minimum age. So if he's able to read and write at 9 months, he's very welcome to join.
Letzte Gelegenheit für Fragen, wenn ihr noch was loswerden wollt.
Last opportunity for questions. Do this now or talk to the guys at the assembly. Oh, another question, microphone 1. Thank you very much. It was great. One question. Do you also work in the area of criticizing sources in the area of AI, such as AI-generated images? So to understand what is AI generated or not, do you also question AI generated content? So as a workshop, we don't have that, but we have already had sessions about why and how this works and why it's maybe not such a great idea. We've done a bit of that, but not in the form of a dedicated workshop.
So. Ich sehe im Moment keine weiteren Fragen. Trotzdem ist es noch nicht ganz vorbei, denn der.
So, we're not quite finished yet. So, because the Chaos Computer Club is really overwhelmed and thinks it's a fantastic idea what you're doing. And to thank you, we would like to give you a little present for all your commitment and activity. And another great round of applause, please, for these brilliant young people who want to make this world a better place. Thank you very much.